This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Olivier Garay of KC Research. This week, we'll be seeing an effort by Chrysler to avoid entering into the bankruptcy process. And General Motors, of course, is slashing plants and jobs and even the line of Pontiac to make sure that it doesn't have to enter into bankruptcy in just a matter of weeks. But Mr. Garay says that actually the best thing for these automakers would be that very option. And Olivier, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be on the show.
Why do you believe that these automakers are trying so furiously not to enter into bankruptcy protection, since the system is basically designed to help companies reorganize and get back on their feet?
Many reasons. One, there's management typically doesn't like bankruptcy because it forces transparency and accountability. The other thing is the bankruptcy process usually allows the court to go back and basically claw back on compensation as well as preferences that various executives as well as people that they may have favored over the past, and the court can recover the money and then try to basically spread it in a fair way across the various creditors and stakeholders. So I think generally speaking, management doesn't like that. The other thing is, under a bankruptcy process, most likely a lot of the managers of the big three, or at least Chrysler and GM, would lose their job. And, you know, they're worried and scared about that. There would be a lot of changes, and management is, like most human beings, against forced change. So my experience, though, as a former turnaround executive, is that the earlier, the quicker we move into bankruptcy, the more chance there is to save jobs and to avoid liquidation. I think right now, actually, for Chrysler for sure, and possibly even for GM, the biggest risk is not bankruptcy, it is liquidation.
Well, let's talk about reputation for a moment. I remember when the executives were first coming to Washington last fall, begging for taxpayer assistance to keep their operations afloat so they could avoid bankruptcy. They were saying that bankruptcy really wasn't a good option for them because once they enter it in, American consumers would see them as damaged goods. They wouldn't buy vehicles because they weren't assured that they would have the service and everything else that goes along with buying a vehicle in the years ahead. How valid was that concern?
That is a totally invalid concern. There's been the past is full of companies that went bankrupt, and if there's one thing that a bankruptcy court will always protect, it's the goodwill of the company. Because without the goodwill, then you might as well go directly to liquidation. If you're going under a Chapter 11 restructuring, which is the idea of continuing operation to try to get the most for the various stakeholders, you want to preserve goodwill. Therefore, you will preserve the warranties and the things that go along with preserving the brand of the company that you're trying to salvage. So that is a very poor statement. Does any of our listener recall flying on an airline that was bankrupt? Of course, we all did. And we put our lives in the hands of those airlines. So why would we be worried about, you know, the future? I would say uncertainty is probably the biggest risk. Right now, they might actually lose customers because the customers don't know what's going to happen with those companies. Once you're in their bankruptcy, you start building the process of reconstruction.
We're talking with Olivier Garay of KC Research. And Olivier, you mentioned there were a couple reasons why executives didn't want to go down the bankruptcy trail. Losing a lot of jobs is one of the concerns. Another one that you mentioned is the fact that the courts could look at their books, they see the transparency, and could kind of make demands on them. How different is that than what they're dealing with right now with the federal government calling the shots and making demands upon these companies to do certain things in order to get future government assistance?
I think it's very different because right now decisions are made because under political pressure. And as you know when management will look at closing a plant because the government gets involved, we're going to look at which area, not what plant do we need to close because it's less efficient. question, but more which plant should be closed or not closed, because it is in a district that has very high unemployment. And so there's a lot of decisions that are not economic decisions, but, political decisions. And I think the advantage of the bankruptcy process is everything is laid on the table. All the stakeholders lay out their claims, and then the court starts sorting through it in a very efficient, long, it's a very long process, but it's a very equitable process. Has been proven over many, many years.
If the automakers, namely at this point General Motors and Chrysler, had done this 6 months ago, what position would they be in right now?
Well, what would have happened is they would have been able to restructure instead of throwing a lot of money to basically that went nowhere and was wasted. That money that could have been used, and they could have gotten debtor in possession financing to restructure. And right now they would be starting looking at they would still be struggling, but they would have a lot less plants, a lot less inventory to work its way out the chain, the retail chain, and they would be in better shape. There's no question about it. I also think that, all those companies would be in the process of changing their culture, which is probably the biggest issue that they have. Like a lot of big companies have a very strong culture, and that culture needs to be changing dramatically if they're ever going to survive.
Olivier, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Olivier Garay of KC Research. This is Dateline Washington.